My family was extremely politically motivated, specifically my mother. I was a baby in a baby stroller on the Bill Clinton fucking campaign trail, knocking doors. I grew up a lefty. When I say a lefty, somewhere between a democratic socialist and probably right about on there. Kind of like, you know, somewhere around like a somewhere between Vosh and Destiny was how I was as a kid. You know, I was a rabid leftist. You know, I swallowed all the woke pills before, you know, CRT and things like that. And, I had several positions, several things in my life that occurred that solidified my radical politics. The first was, as a young child, my uncle, you know, leave names out of it and try not to be too specific. He had a problem with violence against women and he had a problem with crack. And he was in Memphis and he was stabbed arguing over some crack. And then he stabbed back and he murdered her and he called the cops and he went to his mother's, high on crack, turned himself in from there and went to jail. And he was then in court. The judge was running for re-election. And so he had to be tough on crime, and he specifically couldn't let a white man that murdered a black woman in Memphis get away with it. And so they threw the book at him, got 25 to life. It was not allowed at court that she was schizophrenic. It was inadmissible in court that she was off of her medication. It was inadmissible in court to bring in a witness from someone else that she was romantically involved with that she stabbed. A lot of details were inadmissible in court, and the state tried to paint him as this violent racist that wanted to murder her because of her race. And that was what they spun in court. And he had an all-black jury. And, you know, and I saw that, and I was like, wow, this guy just wants to be reelected. And so, yeah, does he deserve to go to prison? Yeah, he's got a crack problem. He killed a girl. He killed a girl. Maybe in self-defense, maybe not. I don't know. But just the entire proceeding was like, this is disgusting. Later, my family's great aunt, she was mentally challenged. She had a lot of issues and she was bedridden. When my great grandmother died, my great aunt was in charge of her care. And she didn't have the ability to take care of her at home, but she did have money. And so she put her in a really nice nursing home. Well, in that nursing home, they didn't feed her and they didn't rotate her. And she died from starvation and bed sores. She rotted and starved to death in the nursing home. That's how she died. And so, of course, my family sued. They offered a few settlements. We refused to take them because we were more interested in our day in court and making this public. Well, they bought off our first lawyer, and it took us 2 years to get our day in court. And by the time we got our day in court, a parent company had sold that company, and then sold everything else to another one of their companies at a silent auction, and then reopened under a new name and bankrupted that original one. So we got our day in court, but they never showed up, and we had a trial without them even there or present. We won millions of dollars from the judge, which was great, except it was a bankrupt thing that had no money, so nobody ever saw a penny from it. Oh, and by the way, it also came with a 5-year gag order that said that despite the fact that the trial was over, which is what gag orders are intended for, we weren't allowed to talk to the press or anything for 5 years. These things really solidified my hatred for the state. And I joined the army, and I was still a lefty at the time, though I was kind of moving center left. You know, there's a whole Gamergate. I was really politically involved. I started to see some of the problems with the left from like a cultural perspective, but I was still a lefty for the most part. And I joined the army, and long story short, there was an incident in where 10th Mountain had just gotten back from deployment. There was a doctor that was seeing soldiers, and these soldiers were all told every time they wanted to go to the hospital that they were just pussies. They needed to drink water. They were malingerers, and they refused to get any profiles or ever go to the doctor. Well, 11 of those soldiers had serious medical issues. One guy had a heart rate that like hospitalized him like the moment he came into our clinic. Another guy had like spider webs for shins and was likely to break his fucking legs any day from shin splints, but they wouldn't let him go to the doctor. Another person had heart palpitations. There was just a lot of serious medical issues. And so me and a nurse practitioner, we went up our chain of command until it went to the colonel, and the colonel basically told us to shut up. We were like, well, hey, we have to go to the inspector general's office at a certain point because this doctor is like mistreating soldiers that just got back from Afghanistan, like horribly, like people could have died. And he basically wrote it off like, okay, cool, whatever, don't care. So we went to IG, and then I was on a smoke break. I was vaping, and one of the guys, I happened to work in the same building as IG, and he basically came out and said, hey, look, the doctor you're talking about is friends with the general that's in charge of the post. You can do this paperwork if you want, but I'm just going to tell you, he's not going to get in trouble, and you're probably going to get court-martialed for making things up. And to my shame, I brought this to the nurse practitioner, and we decided to drop it because we realized that we weren't going to be able to win that fight, and I quit that fight. And it's something I still feel really shitty about to this day, because I know that guy's probably a doctor still, and he's probably still working on soldiers, and people might be dying under his care. And I quit when I had the power to do something, and I no longer have the power to do a damn thing. This made me a libertarian, but I was a left-leaning libertarian. Seeing how ineffective and stupid the government was, really, and how corrupt the government was, brought me from, I very easily could have become a communist, honestly. But for whatever reason, I didn't go that way. Probably the culture war stuff. I went like left libertarian Democrat in between there somewhere. And I went to a Bernie Sanders rally, like one of the first ones. And I went there with my partner at the time. I was so excited, and I didn't agree with all of his stuff, but you know, I was still kind of like socialist and libertarian in between. Like I had libertarian leanings, like I was in conflict and contradicting myself. And he gave a speech, and I was like, I was liking a lot of what he heard. I was buying into the propaganda. And then he said, women make 87 cents to the dollar that men make. And I had looked into the economics of this before, and I was like, oh, it's such a bullshit statistic. That's not how it's done. You know, like that's a lie. Like technically it's true, but like you're not accounting for different types of jobs. You're not accounting for hours worked. You're not accounting for all these other factors. You're not accounting for the fact that men move more often, or, you know, the fact that women get pregnant and leave the workforce for a period of time, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, whatever, he's got to say his things. You know, I forgive him. And that happened like all in an instant. And then he said, the problem in this country is that men make too much damn money. And I was like, and it was like that, you know, that snapping moment where like the last bit of the facade falls away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is about resentment and hate. This isn't a vision of like hope. This isn't a vision of freedom. This isn't a vision of like making a better life for everyone. This is a vision of America that we want to find scapegoats, and we want to blame them, and we want to punish them for our own power and wealth. This is about resentment, and I'm not about this. And so I started grabbing more libertarian stuff. I started, you know, occasionally listening to libertarian stuff. I was talking to Mark, who was like a full-blown libertarian at the time. Like, I think he was already an ANCAP or like very close to it. And we're having all these conversations. And hilariously enough, I'm still not an ANCAP. I'm a minarchist. I'm a libertarian. I'm reading the literature, right? Like, you know, Mark sends me a copy of Anatomy of the State. I'm reading that. I'm like, oh, that's great. I read some more Rothbard. I read a little bit of articles. I listened to libertarian podcasts. I listened to ANCAP stuff. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. Obviously, we need the government for courts. Obviously, we need the government for national defense. Obviously, we need a really small amount of taxation, et cetera. And I became a Twitch streamer.
Good job,
Mark. And I was still a libertarian. I was not an anarchist. I was like, no, there's like, I get it. I'm with you. I understand the moral argument, but it's just not realistic. And then as a minarchist libertarian Twitch streamer, I'm the one that goes out and talks, and he's the one that does all, you know, like kind of stays in our channel. And I'm reaching out everywhere I'm going. I'm having to defend his shit. I'm not defending my shit. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, my co-host is an ANCAP, and they're like, well, this is why ANCAPs were stupid. And I'm like, well, no. Here's this. I read and what broke the, and I'm reading more stuff. And I'm like defending the positions. And every time I defend the position on behalf of him, it starts to seem more realistic to me. Right. And then I read Robert Murphy's Chaos Theory, and the final piece kind of fell apart for me, which was obviously you can have an anarchist judicial system. There is a way to do a totally voluntary judicial system that doesn't require the state as the monopoly on justice, as well as power and violence. And that kind of broke for me. And so I was a libertarian before him, and I was an ANCAP way longer. I was a stubborn fucking lefty that had to hold on to things. And now I'm about as right wing as they come, apparently, according to some here in the Twitch space. But I don't know. I'm an anarchist now, and so that was kind of what drove me in at the very end. It was Robert Murphy's Chaos Theory was the final straw that broke it for me, that made me realize, no, this can work.